Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just an FYI, if I put a hat on or anything, I have lice really bad. So just an FYI.
Okay.
Really bad lice. And
I thought
scabies.
I saw something crawling through that.
I have lice and scabies. And actually also bed bugs all at the same time. Isn't that crazy?
Life finds a way to make you the most disgusting goddamn person on the planet. And it's through no fault of your own.
It's just what it is.
You also have fleas.
Okay, well, I didn't want that. That's embarrassing.
You know, I'd say fleas aren't as bad as bed bugs.
Dude,
slurring my words together.
I've only had lice once in my life. It's when I was a kid.
Actually had lice?
Yeah, dude. A lot of kids got lice.
Yeah.
Went around my school.
Dirty losers.
Dude, I wasn't dirty at all.
Then how'd you get lice?
I guess I shared a hat with someone or something. My sister got it too. I probably got it from my fucking stupid sister.
Runs in the family. Dirty Watson jeans.
What the fuck, dude?
Fucking attract bed bugs and fleas.
No, we don't. My jeans are clean. And I don't mean that in like an ethnic, racial type of way. I mean just like I don't attract bugs.
Maybe the cockroach is like a self-hate thing or something.
Well, I didn't even want to eat the cockroach. You made me eat the cockroach.
I'm saying your hate for cockroaches.
They just scare me.
I think you find a lot of commonalities between you and a cockroach. And that's why you're scared of it, because it would force you to face yourself and how disgusting you are.
I turn on the lights, I see one run out from under the fridge, and I think to myself,
that's me getting up in the middle of the night for a snack.
That's me.
Going into some Oreos.
Next thing you know, I have to turn and I have to run because I don't want to face my true self. I'll have to bring this up in therapy.
But one of the good things about a cockroach, which came in handy with Creator Clash, because we both won our matches...
survive.
They're indestructible.
Mm-hmm. You can't kill them.
Nope.
Can't fucking kill them.
You should have seen Nathan's face the moment like he punched you the first time and like you didn't move. Like it was just like, you just stared at him and smiled. He knew it.
And
was
I went,
over. Yep.
Future's now, old man.
I'm like surprised. Like even though they didn't mic you up, you could hear it through the whole stadium.
It was pretty crazy. You know what? Say what you want about my fight. I'm proud of myself for not going down. With all them punches, I didn't go down.
Sure.
I stayed
Welcome to the Super Mega Cast. <that's
it>. Sure.
Welcome, everyone. Another fun little session of goofs and gaffs and maybe some improv, maybe some life talk, maybe some life hacks. You got any life hacks?
Life hacks. Don't like your parents? They're pissing you off? Just kill them. Guess what, guys? You might notice if you're a video watcher, a video consumer, you might notice something. What is it that you see? Strain those beautiful little eyes you've got and tell me what you see.
Now for the losers who only listen to the audio.
Don't, Ryan. What? Make fun, don't make fun of them.
No, I'm not making fun of them. I'm just describing them.
Okay.
In accurate detail.
Mm-hmm.
The pathetic loser. I'm kidding. If you can't see it, you wonderful listeners, but we have before us finally been presented with our super mega YouTube 1 million play button plaque thing.
Yes, that is right, Ryan. Finally, after all of these years since 2016, the Funny Brothers Super Mega has finally gotten their golden 1 million subscriber plaque. And we're very excited to hang it up in the Plex. And, you know, we just wanted to stunt on y'all a little bit this episode. So,
yeah,
we actually didn't have anything to decorate the set with. And this came in the mail today. So we're like, why not?
Pretty heavy.
It is. It's real gold.
You know, when you said something came in the mail today, I was expecting something. I was not expecting this.
You thought I was going to hit you with a D's nuts joke?
I did.
Nope.
These nuts.
I always forget. I'm sorry. But yeah, man.
I like canonically changing it.
It's these nuts.
These nuts.
Well, that's what Weldon
meant. That's what
meant.
He meant.
He meant these nuts.
Yeah.
He just happened to, because of the way his teeth are, he happened to say
these
nuts.
Or he's just saying
nuts.
It with a little sass. These nuts.
He's putting a little stank on it.
Gotti.
Putting a little zest on it. These
LeBron
nuts.
James.
That's a classic one we don't ever talk about anymore.
LeBron James.
LeBron James. LeBron James. LeBron James. That's a good one that, you know, I feel like in early Super Mega, we used to bust out the LeBron James all the time, and now it's... Also, I don't want to give away too much, but let's just say if you're a fan of early Super Mega, let's just say later this year, you're going to be hit with a little blast from the past, a little nostalgia. And I won't go into more detail than that. But some of you are going to piss and shit your panties when you find out what we've got up our sleeve.
Oh, yes. Not a movie. Not an album.
This isn't even a project.
No.
It's just a thing that we will announce that will make you go, oh my God. And
Yay!
You cry and you'll have mascara running down.
I'm so happy to see you guys succeed. Not really.
I think everyone should be happy for our success. Every person on earth.
And I think they are, you know?
I think Biden should make it a law that if you're not happy with our success,
you or with the success of any businessman.
What is wrong with this
mic?
This mic arm, dude. It just wants to fucking just... This is goofy, man. I'm getting so sick of these mic arms.
Try bending it this way or no? I don't know.
I'm just going to just leave it.
Yeah,
it's not horrible.
I don't think it's going to change much.
It's frustrating, to say the least. It's frustrating, to say the least. So, McGee.
Yeah?
Tell me.
About?
What do you think about all this UFO stuff?
I have no idea what are you... Is there something new?
You haven't seen the news?
Mm-mm.
Really?
I'm in the dark on this one.
Well, I guess so is most...
Do I live under a rock? You know? Well, probably. What's going on? Tell me the news. Tell me the news.
Justin and I have been very excited about this. Very, very high-level intelligence official.
Tell me this. Is it evidence or is it hearsay?
It's hearsay.
Okay, go on.
So you're probably not excited then?
Go on.
Well, it's just very, very high-ranking... intelligence official, the Pentagon, came out, did an interview.
And they have to go through a lot of psychological checks. And
he did an interview saying that the United States government has a research program that recovers crashed UFOs, and we have many of them in our possession for decades. We've had these alien crafts, and to reverse engineer them. And we have the bodies of the inhabitants, the non-human bodies, and it's a huge secret government program. And the crazy thing is, the Department of Defense cleared him for this interview, knowing what he was going to say.
Either the world is ready to know, or he's fucking crazy. No one's gonna fucking listen to him. Who cares? When they say cleared, does that mean like I'm gonna say this? Be like, okay. Or does it mean like I'm going to say this? All right, and make sure to say this as well.
No, they showed the letter on the news. It was like the Department of Defense. Justin, talk about the alien man.
Talk about what?
The alien whistleblower man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Justin's been following it as well. Ryan didn't know about this.
Dude, had no clue.
Dude, they're slowly declassifying, dude. They're gonna let us know. This is disclosure happening before our eyes.
Now, he's not selling a book, is he?
No.
No.
He's not about to sell a book.
Nope.
He's not coming out with a book.
No.
Okay.
Well, another thing I forgot to mention was he recently testified this for hours in front of Congress in like a closed door hearing.
And they're not gonna allow us to listen in?
No. Congress has to release a report on UFOs in 2024, and this was like part of that. He came out saying that Congress deserves to know because they're being kept in the dark.
Still have to wait like a year?
Yeah. It's going to be later in 2024. They're going to release all of it because they put together a team in Congress that are supposed to get to the bottom of this whole UFO thing.
I really think they've been kind of dripping things to us over the last year or two.
And yeah. Yesterday, Canadian officials went to the Pentagon for a briefing on UFO shit.
I'm ready.
They traveled here for a briefing specifically on UFOs.
Show me the pictures. If they're serious about this, they need to hire James Cameron. They need to hire some big Hollywood director.
Michael Scott.
To, like, get footage of, like, all this shit they have, and they need to create their own little government documentary.
The government won't let them take pictures.
And how about this? You know, the government's the one making the documentary. And then the government makes you pay to watch the documentary. All of that money goes towards fixing the roads. And maybe building some housing.
And then we don't have to pay as much taxes because
wouldn't that be cool?
They made so much money off the alien documentary.
Yeah.
That's smart. I do feel like...
Wouldn't that be a good turn of events, you think?
I do think that would be a good turn of events.
I would love to just see all the footage.
Yeah.
I think that...
it'd be housing.
I'm not a huge fan of housing. I feel like they've been slowly conditioning... public to get them ready for bigger information. UFOs are more normal now
because all this shit with like the decommissioned military footage started happening like a year or two ago is when they started like making it a little more public.
And then they confirmed that it was real and they don't know what they are. They're like, these things exist and we don't know what they are.
Maybe, I don't know. It could just be a big old fucking scam, but it's fun to pretend. Mm-hmm. And God damn it, I will pretend.
Yeah, but how long can you just go being teased like this? I want to see the
I want to see some evidence.
I want to see the video. I want to see Joseph R. Brandon stepping out like from his fucking sleepy bedtime going, "Oh,
taking off his
aliens
cap.
Are real." Screaming into the mic, having a fucking conniption and a breakdown. He's having visions.
You know what
the
Trump
aliens
said.
Have implanted visions into Joe Biden's dreams. He's gone insane. I want this shit to happen.
My fellow corn pops.
The aliens spoke to me in my dreams. We have to let him in.
I had a nightmare last night. It was so scary.
Goes on a press conference just to tell the press about his nightmare.
They tell me if they try to crawl in bed with you, just let them. They're not going to do anything to you. Just fall back asleep.
No hanky panky.
The little green ones, the little green boys.
You know what Donald Trump said? Donald Trump goes, "Oh boy, if you knew the things I knew about UFOs."
Is that what he said?
He did say that. But
I don't even know if they're from space. That's the thing. Maybe it's like some fourth dimension shit. I don't know. The thing is,
I think it's plausible.
It sounds so cringe, but it's like,
well, it's not fourth dimension shit if it's physically here and they're saying he has bodies and stuff.
I think it's the Chinese.
It could be. I think it's
the Chinese. Could be time travelers.
Personally, and this is just my opinion, I don't think it's the Chinese. I don't think it's the Americans. I don't even think it's the North Koreans. You know who I think it is?
Russians.
No.
Oh.
Who?
The Koreans.
The Armenians.
Oh.
It's definitely the Armenians.
Yeah. I think it could be the Armenians. And I think...
I don't know. If it was Armenians, when they said that the UFOs are silent, and if it was Armenians, it would go really loud when they fly by. I've lived in Glendale. I can say that.
I mean, woke me up many times at 2 a.m. when I needed sleep, right after a full night of recording and editing other people's content. So
absolutely.
That's what I'm about to go do right now.
Hey, have fun, dude.
Yep.
Bye, Justin.
Enjoy the UFO talk. Maybe, did you tell him about what you did yesterday?
What did I do yesterday?
Seriously?
What the hell are you? No, what are you talking about?
Were you finally able to rub one out?
No. Not yet.
Dude, he deserves to know.
What did I do yesterday, Justin?
Get it out. Don't let him. He's trying to play dumb.
How should I get it out of him?
Just pressure him about it.
Pressure? What are you not telling me?
He deserves to know. That's all I'm saying. You know what you did.
Last summer. Bad movie.
Justin's playing a prank on me. He's throwing a bit on me. He didn't have a bit himself, so he's trying to throw it on me.
How heavy is that bit? How heavy is that load?
It's a lot of responsibility, you know?
You know who else had a lot of responsibility? Who? Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Peter Parker.
Did you see the new Spider-Man movie?
Not yet. I want to. Really bad.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
It looks... I like the first one. You saw the first one, didn't you?
No.
You'd like it.
I've heard it's actually a really amazing movie.
You'd like the art.
Miles Morales?
That would be the biggest thing I think you'd take away from it. And they play Post Malone?
Post Malone's in it? Is it the song Sunflower?
I'm a sunflower. Yeah.
Fuck, yeah, dude. I can't... I'll see it now than knowing Post Malone's in it.
Well, his voice is in it.
Oh.
Post Malone isn't in it, unfortunately.
He's not in the movie?
No, they have Haley Steinfeld.
Who?
From the True Grit remake.
I saw that in theaters.
I did too.
The True Grit remake?
And my stepmom.
The one with Jeff Bridges?
Matt Damon and Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
As well.
I didn't really care for it too much. I also was just a kid, so I was like...
I was going...
Yeah,
It was shot really well. It was like the actors were... did a good job in their parts. Jeff Bridges was Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges is like, his main role is just, I guess, old Southern man. And he pulls it off every time.
He does. He does. Really fantastic stuff. No, I thought it was kind of boring.
I was an Iron Man. Dude, I'm the dude.
Yeah, okay. I was like, Jeff Bridges was the dude from The Big Lebowski, right?
And I'm also the bald guy in Iron Man, dude.
He's an Iron Man?
Yeah, I play Jebediah. I play the Ironmonger. I die at the end,
sound
bro.
Like Bam Margera.
Come on, dude.
Bam Margera.
That's my best impression. Show me your impression.
Of Jeff Bridges?
No, it's Jeff Foxworthy. Yes, Jeff Bridges.
I can do a Jeff Foxworthy.
After.
Okay. Jeff Bridges would be like...
I mean, after the podcast. I want that one in private. But Jeff, okay. Jeff Bridges.
I'm the dude.
I don't know.
See? it's a tough one.
Yours was good. Yours...
Come on, dude. Yeah.
You make him sound like you just did a fat whip it.
Because he always sounds like he's fucking on talk shows.
Yeah, so funny.
Like, you have to, like, really
sounds like
pay
he
attention.
Just, he just did a big whippet of compressed computer duster.
Dude, I'm the dude.
Jeff Bridges, man. More like Jeff Whippets. Okay, it was a stretch, but
yeah,
you see where I was going with it? You could see where the synapses in my brain connected on that one?
Got a brand new shirt.
Okay. Whippets, we did Whippets in that. We didn't actually do Whippets.
No, we didn't.
You shouldn't do Whippets. Whippets are really bad for you.
I think I saw someone doing whippets in a parking lot recently. I was just going on a walk. I was walking by a parking lot, and I smell something, and then I hear, then there's like a group of people, like just like probably college age, like in a car. I didn't see what they had, but I heard the.
Oh yeah, they was doing whippets all right. Whippets are such a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
It puts holes in your brain.
Just anything where like you're snorting a chemical,
right?
To do, I don't know. It's just something about it. Like, maybe it's a mental thing, but it's like it's a direct line to your brain. Like that's how I. It's just like it's so close. All that damage is so close. It's so near.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And whippets put holes in your brain, so don't do whippets. They're also very addictive. Don't. Steve-O was addicted to whippets. Don't do whippets.
Just any type of, like...
Inhalant?
Inhalant,
yeah.
Essentially.
Bad for you. Anyway, we're going to go to ads. So enjoy this little commercial break, and we'll be right back with all the juiciest gossip on Baby Gronk. Put that middle finger down.
I'll put it down after the ad reads.
Don't keep it up.
I'm going to hold it up the whole time.
No, you're not, dude.
Yeah,
that's a long time, dude.
Watch.
Okay.
Have I done this bit before?
I don't think so.
If I have...
Two middle fingers?
Maybe one of each kind.
Shit, okay. All right, well.
I mean, they're staying up until the end of the ad break.
All right, guys.
Regardless of what you have to say.
After the ads, we'll see. Feel free to skip them if you want, but
am
we'll
I
have
doing
to.
Okay. I could maybe switch it up so aesthetically, like this is doing
that. Yeah, that works. All right, well,
we'll be back.
We'll be right back.
you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome back. Look at you.
Yeah.
Still got those middle fingers up.
I did do this bit before.
You did?
I just remembered it literally right before coming in. I think I flicked them off and said, you'll see me. I'll still be flicking you off in the after hours.
Damn. So now, I mean, the people have gotten double dosings of the middle finger.
And this was different. This was two middle fingers. Remember, I made that distinction over the fear of it being the same.
Plus,
shit.
The last one, they had to be a Patreon member to see it when it came back. So.
And this one was free. They got it a bit later, which is usually how, like, battle pass systems work.
Right,
you
right,
know?
Right.
So,
you know. I'm proud of you for committing to that, though. Yeah, squirt some of that in your mouth, man. Get some of that water. Hydrate. It's important to stay hydrated. Are you doing No Water July this year?
No.
Come on, dude.
I love water too much.
Don't be a party pooper. Seriously, are you going to be a bad sport and not do No Water
what
July?
What did you say?
Party pooper. Can you not say that anymore?
It's not that you can't say it anymore. It's that you shouldn't say it to your friend. It's fine.
My friend who's not doing No Water July.
I like water.
That's the whole point.
And you need water for a lot of recipes to cook disgusting foods.
No Water July, man. It's supposed to teach you discipline and strength.
I'm sure
within yourself.
Justin needs a little water in his chili.
I don't think so. You can make chili dry. You can make dry chili. You know? Justin would probably make great dry chili.
Apparently he's making chili tonight.
That's what I've heard. That's what I heard through the grapevine.
Are you going to be getting chili tonight?
If he's making it tonight, I will have chili tonight, yeah. I will have Justin's delicious chili.
Okay.
You know, a little bit of that J-Man's chili.
It's so good.
It is really good.
The sour cream, I wasn't a big proponent. Like, I didn't eat much chili before Justin. And then you, I think, mentioned sour cream.
Oh,
putting
yeah.
it in it, and it's just fucking. Bro. I like enjoying it a little without. So I know exactly what the sour cream is adding every time. So I'm thankful for it.
Oh, that's smart.
But the chili on its own is still phenomenal. I'm not saying the sour cream makes the chili better if Justin spies are listening. I'm just saying it's also good with sour cream, and I like finishing off my bowl by adding some sour cream.
What I like to do is squirt a dollop of sour cream in there, and what I do is I don't mix it all together.
I like mix it. You just...
No, I'll
the big clump and
I'll take a little bit of sour cream on the spoon and then get a scoop of the chili. So then they're separated. They're two separate things. I mean, they mix together in my mouth and it's fucking delicious.
I'll try that.
Because
at first
you just get that kind of cool sour cream and the chili, and then they come together and it's beautiful. Also, I think it's just a mental thing. It looks gross when you mix it all together. It becomes like pink and
I like that color, and especially it looks like a dip when you have like the
it does look
the
like
chips.
A dip.
I mean, essentially, it. Are we just eating a dip?
Chili, I mean, it's like the same thing as a dip, basically.
Like, if he brought that and was like, this is my chili dip I made with some chips, and people were like,
You could bring that as a dip to a party, 100%. You could bring that in a bowl with chips and say, here's a dip, and people would go, okay.
I don't know if Justin would... Do you think Justin would appreciate it being enjoyed as a dip, or do you think he would staunchly be like, you have to take it in a bowl, you have to eat it as chili? Or do you think he, however anyone wants to enjoy the chili, it's up to them?
I think that's how it should be, but you know, Justin can be really strict about that. I tried to drink it out of a cup, and he lost his marbles over that.
Well, it's the perfect method of eating chili.
It is, just kind of like...
It slides right down your throat.
You fill up a cup, and you just kind of like open your mouth, like slack jaw a little bit, and just kind of, you know, tilt back and just kind of shake the cup a little bit and let it kind of just waterfall in clumps into your mouth, you know, just... That's the best way to eat it. Then you don't even have to wash silverware afterwards.
And Justin knows I love big meaty chunks in my chili. And you had it last time. There's always these big fucking ground beef chunks. I love it. Just going, maybe some beans, maybe some peppers and onions.
Is he still using the goats for that, for the meat?
The goats? No, well, he used the last one for the last, like, about last month.
That's a shame, man. Those were cute
goats. So he's had to go start kind of...
He's got to breed more goats now.
Well, he hasn't had goats. And meat is meat for the most part.
I don't know. Those goats looked a little diseased. I don't know. He didn't take very good care of them. They're very malnourished.
Regardless of how they passed, he did find a substitute, thankfully.
Do you know what meat he's using now for his chili? You know what it is? Anyway, I can't wait to have myself a bowl.
Yeah.
I can't wait to have myself a big fat bowl of Justin's fucking chili.
When you're eating it, you can't even, it's like not even in your fucking mind.
Yeah, you don't really care what the meat is, the meat of choice. I mean, that's, you know, that's up to the chef. You know, who am I to question the chef,
yeah,
right?
If you went to another country and went, what, you eat bugs? Ew!
Actually, that's what I did.
Actually, can we do that in our next Japan vlog?
They don't eat bugs in Japan.
Huh?
They don't eat bugs in Japan.
Don't they have those little, can't you get them, oh no, I'm thinking of...
They have that in like Thailand.
Oh, Thailand, where they have like,
which
little...
I did that when I went to Thailand and I saw them selling bugs on the street. I went, you eat bugs?
There's
gross!
There's no scorpion on a stick in Japan?
Not in Japan. No, that's...
Japan doesn't like bugs?
So that's Southeast Asia mainly, man. They love those bugs, those big crunchy bugs. A scorpion was disgusting. It's not a, like, good bug to eat. There are good bugs to eat. Scorpion is not one of them.
They eat bugs in China?
They probably eat bugs in China, yeah. I'm assuming so.
How about Egypt? We eat bugs in America.
You eat bugs every day without realizing it. You drink orange juice, you're eating bugs.
It's just allowed.
They allow a certain level of bugs into orange juice. A
and
certain percentage.
Not just bugs.
What?
Rat poop.
Not in orange juice. You're thinking that's in meat.
Well, we're talking about in general in food, right?
Yeah. They let...
Isn't that
you
gross,
guys?
Orange juice specifically.
Isn't that gross?
What?
They let in meat in America, a certain percentage of rat poop is allowed. A certain percentage. Because they can't
it's
keep it out.
It's such a small percentage where it's not like a big turd gets put into your patty, you know, like one singular even pebble of rat. It's like with the amount of meat they're churning, you know?
Dude, like the 1920s meat industry was a different beast. And have you ever learned about like, did you remember in high school learning about the meat industry in the 20s? How fucking disgusting it was?
I don't know if this is just a horror story. Why do I have some recollection of like a worker or something
mm-hmm.
falling and like them still like
he fell into the grinder,
like green lighting the meat to go out or not or
yeah, a worker fell into the grinder, got turned into meat with the rest of the meat, and it still just went out. Also, because
they were like
back then the meat would spoil and they would just hose the mold off of the meat and stuff and still grind it and use it like. Oh, and the pink, you know about the pink,
Oh, I know a lot about the pink, Matt.
Oh, okay, well, I know you know a lot about the pink rind, but I'm talking about a different type of pink right now. I'm talking about the pink, pink goop? What's it called? It's, in the meat industry, It's fucking gross, and I wish I had...
pink sauce?
No, it's not the pink sauce. It's something I wish I had never learned about. Pink slime. Yeah, pink slime.
Isn't that what they make chicken nuggets out of? Or wasn't that a fib? Was that a fib? We're like, this is what your chicken nuggets are made out of.
I'm not thinking of pink slime. I'm thinking of something else. There's something really gross where it's basically like the juices from the meat on the floor that they like recycle back into the meat or something.
Delicious.
I don't want to know about the meat industry. Like, I'm not a vegetarian or a vegan. I eat meat. And honestly, does it make me an asshole if I just don't want to know?
That's a big discussion. Like, I don't know. That's part
of the problem.
It's like the whole, it's not like equated exactly, but
I feel like if I knew,
would you go to like SeaWorld today?
No.
Right. You know, so it's like you actively knowing that like harm is being done and then still like, of course, like throughout, just the way our society is built, you're doing that by just the nature of, it's like your bargaining chip to get in the, to capitalism, you know, America. That's just kind of how it is. I'm not just saying like shit sucks,
mm-hmm.
but any form of consumption and consumerism is going to have some ill-fated abuse or lack of foresight and proper judgment.
Hence the saying, there's no ethical consumption under capitalism.
Mm. But, you know, then it's... because I haven't looked too much into it. I know that there's, like, a ton of abuses. Mm-hmm. There's the side of things where it's better for the environment in terms of just the greenhouse gases.
Yeah. Cows be tooting.
They be farting. They be farting up a storm.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's issues with the brutal confinement and slaughtering.
Yeah, the treatment of the animals
from,
is really poor.
From chickens to cows to pigs, it's you know, there's the whole reason why it's like, oh, they're free ranged, is because there's a whole thing where chickens, not a whole thing, it still exists. I'm, you know, but like chickens just packed together. Just packed. And there's so many problems that have developed apparently from that happening, like disease being the main one.
I'm excited once they get lab-grown meat a little more off the ground, because like I know some people are really put off by it, but if it's literally just like taking the cells and duplicating them,
mm-hmm.
so it's like it is the exact same meat that would come from like a cow, but it's grown in a lab, that's going to be awesome, because then it's like you can ethically consume meat, I guess. That would be like the concept, the idea, and then you wouldn't have to worry about the environmental effects. And but some people are really put off by the concept of lab-grown meat, because, well, I mean, like, just in the name, it puts me off a little bit, just the like concept. But when you think about it, it's like, oh,
that would be great. It's not bad, if it just like it's like Spy Kids shit.
Yeah,
like when they got that microwave, give me a McDonald's little hamburger, boom.
You know, liberals want us all to eat bugs.
Yeah, they do,
because it's a good protein source.
I don't know. The whole talk with animals, you know, you're talking about something that does feel like emotions strong, because mm-hmm. they don't understand things. So, like, they're going to feel fear, happiness, sad. Like, they feel all these things at an exaggerated level because of their fight or flight response, because they are an animal that is meant to be out in the wild. So there's that end of it. But then, you know, there's always, you got to think of the people that are making your clothing or your phones or mm-hmm. you know, computer parts and shit. There's always, it seems to be a living being behind, as you were saying, there's no ethical consumption under capitalism. There's always, or there seems to be, at least used by a lot of corporations, because it's easier and cheaper. And it's just like, you don't, to not care about the individual. It, like, if businesses could, because you have to think about it from a business mindset, they don't care.
No.
Their whole purpose is to make money for, like, stockholders and shit like that. So if you see it happening, you're like, I'm not surprised by it. I don't know. It's just a big confusing. It's a big confusing conversation because it's just one part that leads to several other parts, and it's just like these grand problems that there's not like a solution for. There's movements, you know. There's just like there's political movements. There's movements to stop like the abuse and the of animals and to kind of shed light on what's going on in the meat industry, much like how people like created a whole documentary sharing the abuses of like it was SeaWorld, and there it was a specific place. The documentary Blackfish was a big one for that, but it really only I only really see this stuff happening in like movements. People care about it for a little bit, and nothing really ever
right.
changes so much. But
hot.
A movement can be big enough, and look at like SeaWorld attendance and all that shit. I think is like down a significant amount.
Yeah, and well, I mean, I guess the solution, an ethical solution, would be like, you know, just to raise your own livestock and then, you know, eat that, which is what we tried with the horses. But when we told Justin to put them down with the shotgun, he just ended up severely maiming them.
Well, we're not Joe Rogan. We can't own our own fucking farm in Los Angeles.
Well, we had the horses and we tried that, but again, Justin only maimed them instead of putting them down.
Yes.
And he didn't finish the job, and we thought that he had put the horses down. The next day we find out they're still kicking back there. Not even kicking, well, they were maimed severely, but they were still alive. And, you know, then we had to go finish the job. Thank you, Justin. I don't know why he thought just firing just blindly into the stable would, you know, do it, but
little minx he is.
Yeah, he's a little minx, all right. But yeah, that's I guess to wrap up that talk, God made meat and man's got to eat.
Hey, you know,
it says it in the Bible, Ryan. God put meat on this earth for man to consume.
I understand why people don't eat meat. I don't judge them for.
Oh yeah, I get it fully.
But I also eat meat myself, and I take part in the consumption of meat and the enjoyment of it. And I love the taste of it. I love grilling it.
I love meat.
Biting down into it.
It's one of those things I wish that I didn't enjoy so much, but I do. I really do. What percentage of Americans eat meat? It's got to be like 95. It's probably pretty high, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely that. Like, I'd say around 95%, like the same percentage of people who enjoy ad reads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say that's almost closer to 100% of people enjoy ad reads.
Ad reads.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fuck.
Nice, dude. Nice. Why don't you try again?
I'm going to. I'm going to get it right.
18th times the charm, dude.
Just come on. Just have some faith. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. Matt is playing Pokemon Go, and he's trying to catch a Krabby. Will he do it?
Threw a curveball?
You threw a curveball?
One.
Two jiggles?
Three?
Boom.
I got gotcha. It. Got okay. the Krabby. Krabby
Matt,
was caught.
Congratulations. We are also about to experience another community day. I don't know where I'll be. It's this Saturday. It's like a dragon Pokemon, Axew or whatever.
Axew. Is it a gorgeous, beautiful dragon Pokemon? Is it a cool Pokemon, or is it like a? Eh?
For me, it's
That binacle or whatever they're doing. That one too. I'm not a. That one's fucking creepy. Yeah. Why would they do that one?
I wish they would. You know, because I think for GoFest or whatever the fuck that is, it's like they're going to introduce certain other Pokemon shinies that aren't in the game.
Ooh.
Meryl being one of them.
What color what color is a shiny Meryl?
Gold.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Let me look it up. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm about to look it up, ladies and gentlemen.
I got a shiny Azelf yesterday.
You did.
I know.
That was insane. I freaked out with you.
I was freaking out because they also apparently like the
Meryl's,
chances.
Meryl's green.
Oh, okay. Still cool. Still cool. I love green. Green's a great color.
I thought the evolved form Oh, never mind. It's the the evolved form of Meryl turns yellow.
Oh, okay.
I do like green Meryl. And baby,
green Meryl looks cool.
Baby green little Meryl person?
Baby Yoda? Baby Gronk?
Baby Gronk. God. What is Baby Gronk up to?
And he got rizzed up by Livy. He's Baby the new Gronk? Drip King. By the time this podcast comes out, that meme that it's going to be so long dead. Guys, right now, what is hot in the news is Baby Gronk getting rizzed up by Livy, all right, to play for LSU. Stole Livy from the Drip King, okay? And now, Baby Diggs is challenging Baby Gronk to a 1v1. Huge news. Big things happening.
Big things are always happening for Baby Gronk,
it seems. Things happening. He's in fourth grade. Isn't that nuts?
Why? What the fuck?
Dude, he's the new Drip King.
Livy just convinced Baby Gronk to commit to LSU. Baby Gronk is the number one college football prospect in the country. He averages three...
Who is Hoopify?
I don't know. Everyone knows him now.
Henry Deitalo.
The way he just stares soullessly into the camera.
He's a 7, but he's from Canada.
That's fine. 7.
He's an 8, but he's 6 feet.
Ooh. Good.
What is this?
He's a 7, but he's an actor.
It's just this guy's account.
Oh, you found his actual Instagram?
No, this is his fucking TikTok.
TikTok?
Yeah.
Hoopify?
Hoopify.
Okay.
I don't know who this is.
That's his mom.
Okay.
I don't know who this is. You click it. My mom.
My mom tried to rizz up Baby Gronk and got arrested.
I can't believe Baby Gronk stole Livy from the Drip King. It's all I thought about last night.
Well, the Drip King is coming for Baby Gronk's spot as the number one.
He is.
LSU is looking at Baby Gronk right now. And Livy tried to, you know, because Livy apparently has it in with LSU.
She does.
Tried to get Baby Gronk over to LSU by rizzing him up.
But listen to this. Apparently, Baby Gronk cheated on Livy.
What?
And when I say cheated, I mean Baby Gronk was going and touring other schools, potentially.
This middle schooler?
Fourth grader.
This fourth grader?
Mm-hmm. He toured other colleges. And he might have told Livy that he committed to LSU to play football for them. Nope. That doesn't seem to be the case. Seems like he's keeping his options open. TMZ was reporting yesterday on fucking Baby Gronk, and I was like,
wait, what?
Yeah, I sent it in our group chat.
Well, watch him be like the number one football star when we're like...
He graduates high school in 2031. Yeah. So, in 2032, he might be the biggest football star.
Hey, well, we're in our 50s, dude. 40s.
I don't know. Maybe Baby Gronk will be a huge national celebrity, like a household name. And,
well,
and
there is
not just a flash in the pan.
Gronk. He'll have to drop the Baby Gronk at some point, don't you think? Or he'll come back with like, this kid who used to... It could be a fun little story. Maybe he won't even... He's a kid. He likes football right now and the attention that it comes with, but does he want to do football going into adulthood? I mean, he's also kind of being conditioned for it.
He's good at football, apparently.
He has a lot of... Regardless of his passion, which I'm sure he has a lot of fun and he has a lot of personal passion with it, he is still a child that, you know, a lot of adults are paying attention to.
He could decide to be a lawyer. Like, what if he decides that's his passion, is he wants to start a Baby Gronk law firm? You know?
I'm saying he just might have trouble having some form of self-independence because his whole life is kind of since elementary school, not just your parents, but other schools and outside forces actively, like, trying to map out your life.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Well, maybe he shouldn't be so damn good at football.
True, true. You
know? Look, he averages 20 touchdowns a game.
Good, and I'm sure his after every touchdown, you know, his parents give him a little treat. They throw him a little bacon snack so he can go, this is good.
But you know,
this feels good.
Baby Diggs is coming for his spot as number one, though. Baby Diggs is...
He's the same audio clip. I saw two things of Baby Diggs. He's like,
who the fuck are these people?
No, there was someone else coming after Baby Gronk, dude. Okay, chill out. Where is it? Is it? Yeah.
The two best football players in America have been up to lately. Let's take a look and see.
Okay, so it looks like Baby Gronk visited Mizzou. Pretty fire. Drip's not the best, though. Should have some eye black on.
This is a Ash Wednesday cross on his cheek. Not, that's Ash Wednesday cross, right? Why on his cheek and not his forehead? Isn't it usually on your forehead?
That's sacrilege. I love a grown man commenting on a fourth grader's drip.
Hanging out with the most famous girl on the internet, Livy Dunn. Hey, lately he's been invited to sit courtside for NBA games, sitting next to Hall of Famers. Look how.
You really want 1v1 me?
Yeah.
You can't shake me.
Who the hell is? Who's Livy?
Oh wait,
is this it?
This is another one. This fucking office, like, services.
It pisses me off.
Livy Dunn's boyfriend, Baby Gronk, is the number one college football prospect in the country. But his number one spot was just challenged by his new enemy, Baby Diggs.
It's a parade inside my city, yeah.
Baby Diggs is an elite player who plays both wide receiver and quarterback. He's
shit.
Currently the number one football player in the class of 2030 in New York. He also called out Baby Gronk to 1v1 him. Do you think would win in a 1v1? Baby Gronk or Baby Diggs?
All right, guys, what do you think?
What the fuck is this Hoopified dude, man? He's creepy.
He's our next... Dude, he's...
Baby Gronk?
He's the next Walter Cronkite.
Do you think Baby Gronk has it in him to riz up Livy after Diggs just had beef with him? Baby Gronk has a lot on his plate.
He does, dude. So I don't want to hear shit. Baby Gronk has a lot right now going on, all right?
God love Baby Gronk.
Love him, man. He is, we're probably never going to hear his name again a week from now.
Could become a millionaire.
He could. You know, Baby Gronk, but by the time this podcast comes out, people might have already forgotten who the fuck Baby Gronk is, or he might have been accelerated into the spotlight even more so. He might have had a trip to the White House and got to meet Biden.
People aren't going
to
forget who Baby Gronk is, dude.
What about Livy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Livy's
the most famous girl in America? What the fuck does Livy's that...
Livy's a flash in the fucking pan.
Yeah,
brother.
She is.
Compared to Baby Gronk and Diggs?
Baby Diggs. Baby Diggs ain't going nowhere, baby.
Is it Baby Diggs?
It's Baby Diggs with two G's.
Baby Diggs and Baby Gronk.
You know, a lot of people have been talking. I've been listening to the radio. A lot of people are talking about the 2024 election.
You know, a lot of people are talking about... I've been listening to the radio a lot lately, and a lot of people are talking about this.
Frankly, Baby Gronk and Baby Diggs. It's heating up. The feud between the two, it's heating up, and we don't know who is going to be number one. Class of 2030, New York, Baby Gronk.
You know, Baby Gronk is a good prospect, but maybe, I don't know... Maybe he could be my boyfriend in 20 years. Who knows? You'll have to call me when he's 18.
Maybe Baby Gronk could be my boyfriend. Who knows?
Be lucky to be my boyfriend one day.
And if, for those of you who are like, you can't do that, Trump said that to a little girl. So
we're just flipping it about Baby Gronk.
A lot of people talking about the great Baby Gronk.
The great infamous Baby Gronk. Baby Gronk.
Rizzed up Livy. Did you hear this, folks? He rizzed up Livy.
I wish he would start saying this shit in rallies.
They're saying he's the new drip king. They're telling me.
Did you hear people?
He's the new drip king, folks.
They'd get him on. Oh, dude.
Frankly, I think he's the new drip king.
Baby Gronk.
Baby Diggs doesn't have it in him. Baby Diggs does not have it in him.
It's a good impression.
Thank you. But Baby Diggs doesn't have it in him. I can tell.
Plus... he's coming after Baby Gronk. He challenged him to him. Well, he just said it in the video.
It's a party in my city.
Parade.
It's a parade in my city. Which I believe is a reference to a rap song. You know, I'm just getting out of touch with these.
What rap song?
I don't know. I can look it up real quick so we know, you know. And our viewers will know too. It's a parade inside my city. Fresh Prince of Utah, song by Young Boy Never Broke Again.
The name of the artist is Young Boy Never Broke Again?
Mm-hmm. Young Boy, one word. Capital Y, capital B.
And then is Never Broke Again his last name, all one word?
No, it's three separate words. He's got three last names.
Young Boy Never Broke Again. What's Lil Xan up to?
He passed away.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he overdosed on hot Cheetos.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Dude, he's fried. His brain is fried. That's what extensive Xanax use will do. It makes it into a big dummy.
Wasn't he dating a Cyrus? Her, like, Miley Cyrus's sister or something?
Yeah, I think he was. Miley Cyrus's little sister.
And he was like going around, like he was stunting. He was buying a lot of fancy things off of, I guess, Melrose.
That's where I saw him.
He was stunting. Well, I know this because you saw him.
On Melrose, just standing on the sidewalk. And he was like, he couldn't really form a word. He was like, he's probably on Xanax.
Which, if you're abusing, you should look into not doing that.
Or look into combining it with alcohol.
Okay, there's that too.
It's even better than Xanax by itself.
And Matt would know.
Yeah, take Xanax.
He's a fan of alcohol and Xanax.
That's right.
And a lot of other drugs, but the list is long and cumbersome to get through.
My routine is now I pop 3 bars when I get home and I drink about half a fifth of vodka together. It's a great, healthy routine.
And then you go, ah, sorry, I just got a headache this morning for some reason. Can't come in. And I go, he had another bender, didn't he? Having those 3 bottle of vodkas a night. Hey, look,
I'm down to 2 a night now.
Matt, you're not 24 anymore, you know? You're not your 24 spry self.
I know. I'm 27. Hangovers do hit a whole lot harder now, though, compared to early 20s. God damn, they hit harder. They just last longer.
Wish I knew what it was like.
I know. You are lucky enough to not get hangovers, no matter how much you drink.
What is that about?
It's just your genetics. It's ridiculous, dude. You have an incredible gene.
Because you've been with me when I've drinking a lot.
I've been with you the drunkest you've ever been, probably. And like,
and I promise it's not me going, nope, I've never been hungover. I just wake up and I'm dehydrated. I feel bad, but I don't have like an intense
oh my God.
A headache or...
They make me want to die, like how bad they are for me. Like hangovers will wreck my whole day. And it's like my head hurts. I'm nauseous. I'm tired. I'm anxious. I'm depressed. It's just not worth it.
Well, they made a fucking trilogy out of it, so I'd imagine the experience is biblical.
Luke came into the office hungover today. He came in, he was all red in the face, and I said, "What's wrong, Luke?" And he said, "I'm hungover." And I said,
"Luke's hungover?"
Mm-hmm. Him and Jim went to a comedy show last night.
And got wasted.
They got...
Knowing Jim pressured Luke into drinking.
Well, Luke didn't even want to drink last night, and Jim forced him to drink. He said, if you're my friend and you love me, you'll drink. And he made Luke drink an entire bottle of wine.
It's not fun if I'm the only one drinking, silly. That's just
meanwhile, Jim's on his 3rd bottle of wine, so he made Luke do the same thing. Yeah, he's getting a slizzard, or what's the fucking, like a G6.
I'm getting nice,
They have a term for getting crunk, but it starts with an SL. You know what I'm talking about?
Like a G6.
Yeah. that adequately covers it, though.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. We should get a G6. It's a private jet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was like a mech or like a really nice station wagon.
I thought it was a station wagon. And then it turns out I looked it up. It's a private jet. So when they're saying like a G6, they're saying...
When did you look this up and figure out
that? A long time ago.
Okay.
But it just means, you know, you're like a private jet with how classy you are, right? How fancy.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. And P. Diddy is, I guess, he's big in the music scene, you know?
Oh, very.
He's known for partying.
Yeah, he is.
So waking up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy in this Kesha song is referring, I'm guessing, to drinking and smoking and just, you know, feeling like a mess, right?
Yeah, but she turns that all around, brushing her teeth with a bottle of Jack.
Or does she wake up feeling like P. Diddy because she has a big ego.
She might be saying she's a baller.
She's a baller. Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. I got my glasses. I'm out the door.
About to hit this city. Before I leave, though, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Because when I leave before the night. I ain't coming back.
That doesn't make sense. When I leave before the night, I ain't coming back. When I leave for the night, I ain't coming back.
We're talking.
Pedicures on our toes.
Toes.
Something up my nose.
No, I don't think there's anything
taking
about nose.
Off all my clothes. No, that's not it.
Boys looking at my clothes. Do you remember that, dude? Do you remember that era of music was insane? That's when I was in
this high school.
I was in middle school, and that was just. Dude, wait. You want 2013 might have been the worst year for music of all time. Do you want to see what the top
that's the year you graduated, right?
I graduated 2014.
No, you're 2 years behind. I forget. For some reason, I always thought of you as like one grade behind me or something. Dude,
do you want to hear the top songs of 2013? I'll just read the top 10.
I want to hear them. Tell me, I'm interested.
This was a probably the best year for music to ever exist. Number one was Thrift Shop by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Number two was Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke. Three, Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. Four, Harlem Shake. Five, Can't Hold Us by Macklemore. Six, Mirrors by Justin Timberlake. Seven, Just Give Me a Reason by Pink and Nate Russ from Fun. Eight, When I Was Your Man by Bruno Mars. Nine, Cruise by Florida Georgia Line featuring Nelly. And 10, Roar by Katy Perry. So,
Cause you're gonna hear me roar.
Number 20 was like Suit and Tie. So actually, you know, was a pretty good year for music.
I can't wait till I get you on the floor good looking.
Such a fucking, that song always makes me pop my little bussy.
I'm so high.
He doesn't say that. He doesn't do drugs. Justin Timberlake would never do drugs.
And you're a slut.
He doesn't say that either. And don't give me that nana nana boo boo bullshit
now
you just
that
did.
I got my suit and tie. I'm a
leave it out.
Poop all on the floor tonight.
No, it's not what he says in the song.
I'm gonna show you a few things.
Pointing at his poop on the ground.
Show you a few things.
Did you not see the music video?
That's not what happens in the music video. How blown away I would be if I watched the music video and he actually just like sprays shit on the dance floor and is like pointing to it, like showing people. I would my mind would be blown. Mind equals blown on that one.
You know?
What the spilled coffee on the carpet, dude.
Gotcha.
You got us by spilling coffee on the shag carpet. Why would you do that? Are you 5 years old?
I'm just trying to goof around with my buddy.
No, are you 5 years
my
old?
5 years old.
Coming from the man who can't take care of himself on a daily basis.
What are you talking about?
Have to sleep in a crib so you don't roll out of bed and wake yourself up.
Now that is not something I gave you permission to share on the podcast. That is not something to Luke. Cut that out. Sleeping in a crib for me is a personal thing, and I don't want you to fucking bring that up. Not cool.
Name one other adult that sleeps in a crib.
What are you? You just.
I can't.
You need to knock it off. Every person's different. You just knock it off. It's a big crib, too. It's not like it's a baby's crib. It's an adult-sized crib.
I think.
Yes, I had to have it custom-made, but it's an adult-sized crib.
It's not a. You know, not baby by pure, like, just a literal sense. But.
And also, having a mobile also is not. It helps me sleep. I have narcolepsy.
You like
and
planets,
insomnia.
I get it.
I like space, and it does help me get to sleep sometimes. It does. I don't have any type of weird fetish or anything, and I don't want you to bring this up anymore. I did not give you permission to bring this up publicly in the first place, and Luke, this will get cut out. Let's find a place to bring it back in. You really soured my mood just now with that.
Just take off the sides, and it's a bed.
Shut up, you dude.
You wake up regardless. You don't even have a problem falling out of the bed.
I mean,
that was your
excuse.
I don't
want to talk about it, dude.
Okay.
My crib usage is my business. And if I recall correctly, last time you came over... Last time someone came over, they took a nap in the crib and seemed to enjoy it.
I did, and I fucking had a hoot in your sandbox as well.
Sandbox is fun. I don't see you complaining about that one.
No. Or the tire swing.
Tire swing's very fun.
And all of this on the second story of your house.
Mm-hmm. You know.
I like the fake lawn you put in, so it's like you feel like you're kind of outside with the painted walls.
Thank you, man. Thank you. But we gotta find a way to bring it back in now.
Oh, God is great.
God is good.
Let us thank him for
our food.
By his hands, we all are fed. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. Amen.
Amen. I love God, Jesus Christ. Bread. Yeah, yeah. I say that every night before I go to bed. thanking God for my bread.
I mean, you know, we have so much of it.
So much of it. So much bread, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's actually not true.
But, I mean, bread can get you a lot of things at the end of the day. We are making bread.
You know what?
We do spend bread every now and then. We like spending some bread. We're spending a lot of bread on something for Super Mega soon.
Two things for Super Mega we're spending a lot of bread on. A lot of bread. And you know what I got to tell you? Something just to keep in mind, Ryan. It would be easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. What do you think about that? That's in the Bible.
Say it again.
It would be easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
There's no possibility where the camel...
Exactly. That's the whole point. It's impossible for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
That's not true.
How do you know?
Okay. Where do you think Tom Cruise is going to go when he dies?
He gets his own fucking planet or
where do you
some
think
shit.
Oppenheimer is right now?
Was Oppenheimer rich?
It would be very... Did the man who made the atomic bomb... Was he not rewarded for his...
They probably gave him some money, but like not like a ton of money. They probably gave him like, oh, here's a paycheck. Here's $1,000. Thanks for building the bomb. Thanks for creating the monster of destruction.
Well, we're all scared of each other now.
Thank you for learning how to twist nature in the worst way possible to kill humans and all life on the planet. Thank you.
I think about like, I'm trying to see, because I would love to talk to like a grandparent or someone who even was like a teenager around the time that happened, be like, what was your fucking reaction to hearing the news? Because, like, it's a lot different learning about it in history class. Like, the gravity is still there. History is always, like, is in ink.
Right.
It seems in that, you know, it is for that situation. But I still feel like how that moment changing people's perception of, like, what's possible.
That's on the table now.
Yes. And then that, of course, started... You know, a whole bunch of other problems.
The Cold War.
Yep.
Dude, I was thinking back, like, they were fucking paranoid during the Cold War that we were going to get nuked, like, by Russia.
Yay, it's over. Ah, we won. We're bigger and more powerful.
Well, because we were the ones with the bombs. I don't think Americans were too concerned. But not long after, the Soviets were like...
There had to be some liberals that went, that's not good.
There probably were a lot of people that were like, this isn't good. Well, I don't think a lot of people understood the magnitude of it, because it wasn't like it was televised. It was just they lied about it too in the newspapers. They said that it was, they just dropped it on a military base, you know.
What was our what were the, I guess, like, America, if we had one, what was our apology for capturing and putting Japanese people into internment camps? Japanese citizens.
Obama apologized formally in like 2008 for the bombings.
What about the internment camp stuff?
I don't know about that.
Did we do anything like, did we send them
like an edible
arrangement? Statue of Liberty, you know?
We should send them a Statue of Liberty. Like their own version. Y'all get one too?
We got to give them two, well, three. Because there's the two bombs, and we also...
The internment camps, yeah.
The internment camp thing.
Dude, but, like, the Cold War, like, they would just teach you in school. It's like, you got to get under your desk, because we could just get nuked at any second. Like, living in that paranoia that, like, Russia or the Soviets...
It's an
were
iron
just gonna,
giant. Duck and cover.
Oh, yeah.
You just make yourself feel safe in the last moments, you know?
Yeah, you're not going to survive that shit. It depends on how far away
they weren't actually... The people that... were teaching people that didn't actually believe it themselves. They were just like to create some sort of normalcy, right? Or did we actually think, hey, if there's something in between us and that explosion, how's that explosion going to get to us? Think
well, I
about
guess,
it.
I guess it depends on how far away the bomb is. But, like, I don't know. If you're close enough to a nuclear explosion where you even have to get under a desk, I don't think you're going to survive. And if you do survive the explosion, the radiation's going to get you down the line.
Well,
that's the scariest part of nuclear bombs. That's true. That's true. You know what's crazy?
He smiled at the end of that movie.
You know he gave Hogarth cancer, right? He came from outer space. You know how radioactive he probably was?
That's not
when
canonical.
Shit comes from outer space, it has to fucking decontaminate.
You're just making stuff up.
No, he was 100% radioactive.
No.
And Hogarth was fucking all over him, you know.
You know what kind of alien metal he was? Or alien.
Doesn't matter the material, it's going to be radioactive.
Maybe it expels it. Maybe the aliens have a technology that made him. No, wait. He was made. But there was this whole thing, I can't remember. They in the signature edition, they added like this flashback dream sequence of like when he was on his planet or
really?
Some shit. Yeah. Not like him, the Iron Giant, waking up in bed going, you know?
It was all a bad dream.
Yeah.
Oh.
But like, it was just kind of like, when he starts to go a little crazy, it flashes a vision from his, I don't know, it's weird.
From his home planet?
Yeah. I mean, he's made to be a war machine. Not to be confused with Don Cheadle in Iron Man 2,
mm-hmm.
Iron Man 3. The Avengers, Endgame,
right?
Infinity War,
mm-hmm.
Age of Ultron.
No, nope.
Was he in Age of Ultron?
I don't think so.
Captain America: Civil War.
Yep. Love Don Cheadle as War Machine. Can't get enough of him in that role.
And he was in.
Man, it's always a slam dunk when I see Ryan and Matt. Love you guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.